This recording, England 65, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's an old story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old school in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it takes some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in Surrey in 1957, and in a little town called Woking. I lived with my parents for 3 years in a caravan, on a caravan site, until the birth of my brother, when I was about 3. And then we moved into the gamekeeper's cottage on an estate where my grandfather worked. My grandfather's the gamekeeper on the estate. And we lived there for a couple of years. Just in this little cottage on the estate, watching the animals. I remember my father chasing a fox in the garden, and I remember there being lots of dead animals around that had been shot by the gamekeeper, my grandfather, the gamekeeper. Anyway, we lived there for a while, and then my father got a house in Addlesden, near Addlesden. And we lived there until I got a permanent job, which involved me living and working overseas in other parts of the world, and then eventually moving down to Brighton, and I've been here about 25 years or more, I think.